Psalm 119, one of my favorite chapters, probably one of yours as well. Just a beautiful chapter, exalting the Word of God. Remember, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And this morning we're going to be looking at the first 16 verses together and just learning a bit more about how we can seek the Lord as we should. And so beginning there in verse 1, the Bible says, "Blessed are the undefiled on the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart, and when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. O, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word." So I'm going to take my title from verse 10. "With my whole heart have I sought Thee." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray that You would use Your word in our lives this morning. We are grateful that we have a copy of it, that You loved us enough to write it down for us. And Lord, now I pray the Holy Spirit would take the powerful word and change each one of us, that we would open our hearts to hear from You. We would be responsive to the word, and Lord, that miracles would happen. May Jesus Christ be magnified and lifted up. And Lord, I pray Your blanket of blessing and protection upon this service. We love You and pray all this in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what we find in this beautiful passage, David introducing this amazing chapter about the Word of God. You probably noticed a lot of different titles or names for the Word of God in the passage, how David bounces back and forth. He does that throughout the whole chapter. And each name for the Word kind of shows you a different perspective of the Word of God. You've got precepts, judgments, law, commandments, and so forth. But in this passage, what David is revealing to us is that if we're going to be seeking after God with our whole heart, it has to be done through the Word of God. That is the place where we seek God's face. That is the place where we seek to grow in our faith as Christians, is in the Word of God. And David understood this, and God allowed him to record it through His inspiration that it might be a help to us. So what we find as we walk through this passage is what happens when we seek God with our whole heart through His Word, and how to do it. And so we start with verse 1. The Bible says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord." What God is teaching us is that we need to be guided by the Word of God. If we're going to be a believer that is seeking God with our whole heart, then we need to learn to trust God and to trust His Word for direction. Now, we are very self-centered in our old flesh. We tend to want to trust ourselves because we have this underlying problem called pride. But we must understand we don't know the way. We don't know the direction we should go, and we need to be trusting God for direction. And that's why the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. There in James chapter 1, verse 5. But this book was written to be our guide. If you look at verse 105, I know a lot of you have already memorized this verse, but look at it. It very clearly teaches that the Bible was written to be our guide. The Bible says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." God wrote His word to give us direction. But if we don't get ourselves into it, we can't find that direction. And so what David is explaining to us, firstly, this morning, is we must be guided, or we must be walking in the way of the Lord. And we can only do that if we are in His word. Doesn't the Bible tell us, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding"? So we need to be leaning on God's understanding. So the first thing we see there in verse 1 is we must be guided by the Word of God. We must be walking in the ways of the Lord. We must be seeking God's direction for the decisions that we make day by day. Number 2, verse 2, back in our passage. Blessed are they that keep His commandments and that seek Him with the whole heart. This whole chapter focuses on obedience, on keeping the words of the Lord. And if we are truly seeking God with our whole heart, then we are living an obedient Christian life. Those two go hand in hand. The Bible says, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments in 1 John 5:3. How do we show our love to the Lord? One way, obedience. Obedience to His Word. And David said, blessed are they that keep His testimonies. And this is a theme of this whole section. Look at verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts. Verse 5, oh, that my ways are directed to keep Thy statutes. Verse 8, I will keep Thy statutes. Verse 9, wherewithal shall a man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to Thy word. Notice it's all about obedience. All about keeping the word of God. But if we don't know what it says, we can't keep it, can we? That's why we need to be in it. The Bible makes it very clear we're commanded to obey God's word. And Jesus says we'll be judged by the word in John chapter 12. He says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. We are going to be judged by this book. And we are even being judged now in the sense that God, as our Father, wants us to do the right thing. Are we willing to live obedient Christian lives? Obedience to this book. Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. In John 14:15. So firstly, we see if we're going to seek God with our whole heart, we must walk in God's ways. We must be seeking direction through the Word. Secondly, we must be keeping the Word, obeying the Word of God. And then thirdly, look at verse 6. Then shall I not be ashamed, but I have respect unto all Thy commandments. Notice down in verse 15, I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. Is it right to have an awe of God's Word? It is. In verse 97, David says, oh, how love I Thy law. It is my meditation all the day. We're to have complete and utter respect for this book. We should count ourselves so privileged to have a copy in our hands right now. Because there are still people in this world that don't. That can't say like us, I am holding the very Word of God in my hands. There are people that can't say that. Even 2,000 years later, it's not written in their language yet. How sad is that? But we are to have respect. We're to understand that this book is to be the final authority in our lives. Above all else, go over to Proverbs 13, if you would, in verse 13. And we'll see that God wants us to fear this book, to have respect and awe for His Word. Proverbs 13:13, if you would turn over there. Notice the Bible says, whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. He that feareth. That is the same as having respect, having an awe for God's Word. And so if we are going to truly seek God with our whole heart, through His Word, we must not only be seeking direction, we must not only be seeking to obey, but we also must have a respect for this book. A respect and an awe for His Word. Back to our passage, verse 7 and number 4. David said, I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. What he's saying is that one of the results of studying the Word of God is praising the Lord. That's a good thing, isn't it? He says, I'll praise Thee when I've learned. Over in 164 of this chapter, he says, 7 times a day do I praise Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. David said, I'm going to praise God multiple times a day for this book. And God wants us to, what? Learn this book. I've learned Thy righteous judgments. If we're truly going to be seeking God with our whole heart, we're going to set aside the time to be studying this book. The Bible says, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you know there's a lot of Christians that don't study the word? They go to church and they hear preaching and they might read it, but they don't study it. And you know what? Studies work. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. It is work to study the word of God. But is it worth it? Well, God says it is. We're to be growing, as we were told in 2 Peter 3:18, our theme verse from camp last year. Grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be studying the Word of God, learning it as much as we can. Down in verse 12, look what he says. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Teach me your Word. So when we go to the Word of God, every day when we go to study it, what should we be saying? Verse 18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Teach me, Lord. Teach me your word. So if we're going to seek God with our whole heart, we need to be seeking direction from his word, walking. We need to be obeying his word, keeping. We need to be having respect unto his word or fearing the word, or having an awe for it. And we need to be learning or studying the word of God. And then he says there in verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Not just part of my heart, all of my heart. Now Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 29:13, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. All your heart. Look at verse 36. Incline mine heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Incline mine heart. Go over to Psalm 42. We'll see again David. And by the way, he's the only one in the Bible that the Bible ever says about him that he was a man after God's own heart. Why was that? I believe a big part of that was his love for the Word of God. Notice Psalm 42, verse 1. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. That was the kind of attitude David had. He said, I just want to know God better. I want to be closer to the Lord, and I'm going to seek God with my whole heart. And as we're finding in this passage, you can't do that independent of the Word of God. And so we must be walking, keeping, respecting, and learning. But moving on, verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hiding the Word of God in our hearts, memorizing Scripture. I can't overemphasize the importance of this. The Bible has a lot to say about it. Deuteronomy 6 says, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. In thine heart. Psalm 40, verse 8. David said, let's turn over there. Psalm 40, verse 8. David said that memorizing Scripture was one of the things that kept him in obedience. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Within my heart. And in our passage, verse 16, he says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. And we could go on all morning about the importance of memorizing Scripture because there's so many verses about it in Scripture. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So God is saying that if we're going to seek God with our whole heart, we must not only be obeying the Word and following it and learning it, we need to be memorizing it. We need to be hiding it in our hearts. Let me tell you something, it's work. Just like studying, memorizing is work. Thankfully, in our modern day technology, there are tools that can help you do it more efficiently than I remember the days when I would carry index cards in my shirt pocket. Now I can do it on my phone. But it's still work. It's still work to memorize and constantly review Scripture. But is it worth it? Absolutely. What did David say? Thy word have I hid in my heart. Why? That I might not sin. There's power there. When Jesus Christ was tempted in the desert, what did he do? Here he is the creator of the devil, allowing the devil to tempt him so that he can go through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life on our behalf. But every time he was tempted of the devil, what did he say? It is written. He quoted Scripture. That's all he did. And the Bible says the devil left for a season. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. How do we resist the devil? We can't even see the devil. So we can't have a fist fight with him. This is how we resist the devil. The same power that Jesus used. And so the more that you put into your heart, the more ammunition the Holy Spirit has to resist the devil when you're tempted. That's how it works. So we must hide it in our hearts. Verse 13. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. If we're truly seeking God with our whole heart, then we are going to not only try to obey and follow and memorize and study God's word, we're also going to declare it. We're going to tell others what it says. Tell them the good news of Jesus Christ. Declare the goodness of the Lord. Look at Psalm 40 and verse 10, where David talked about how he did not hide the word in his heart so that he couldn't come out. He actually said, I didn't hide it. I told others. Notice Psalm 40, verse 10. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I've declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I've not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. He says, all this that I have in my heart, I'm sharing it. I'm telling others. And that's what he's saying here. I've declared. And just before Jesus went back to heaven, what did he tell us? Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8. So if we're truly seeking God with our whole heart, then we're going to be declaring God's word. Verse 14. I don't know what number we're up to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So declare was number 6 if anybody's taking notes. Number 7, verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies. Have you ever had a trial in your life? Silly question, right? Many of the afflictions of the righteous. If you've been saved for a few years and you've never had a trial, you might not be saved. Because the Bible says you're going to have trials. And God's going to use them to refine you. But what better way to find the joy of the Lord and to rejoice in the midst of trials than in this book? Look at Jeremiah chapter 15. Where Jeremiah talks about how the Word of God, and by the way, if anybody went through trials, Jeremiah did. Israel refused to listen to him. They threatened to kill him many times. And he was the prophet that was to pronounce the final judgment on Judah prior to Nebuchadnezzar taking them away. But notice Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. The joy and rejoicing of my heart. What was the word of God? If we will be in this book like we're commanded to be, it will give us the joy of the Lord. Even in the midst of trials. God wrote it for that purpose. And then number 8, I believe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yeah, is verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Say, what's the difference between meditating and reading? Well, reading is something we should be doing every morning. We should spend some time in the Word of God to face the day. Meditating is when we find a nugget in the midst of our reading or our studying. And by the way, studying is different as well. That we can chew on, if you want, for the day. Something that speaks to us personally, that really means a lot to us, that we can focus on throughout the day. We can meditate on a truth. Now, it's not saying that we're sitting in a closet somewhere with our legs crossed all funny and incense, because we have a life. Many have jobs. You know, we can't do that all day long. But we can meditate on the Word of God. we can meditate and think about the things that we have learned that morning or something that has spoken to us. And then again, go to Joshua 1:8, where we're told the power of meditating in the Word of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Look at the next phrase. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. It's pretty powerful, isn't it? And what's going to be the result that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein? For then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. But meditate therein day and night. Now look at Psalm 1:1. The very beginning of the Psalms starts off talking about meditating in the Word of God. Psalm 1:1, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I will meditate in thy precepts. Last, number 16 of our passage, and I think number 9, I will delight. I will delight myself in thy statutes. The Bible says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. God wants us to love this book to the point that we delight in it. And look at verse 47 of our chapter. David says, I will delight myself in thy commandments which I've loved. Look over in verse 72, 119, verse 72. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Verse 97, oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day. And so David has given us amazing insight this morning. If it's truly our desire to seek God with our whole heart, as David said, with my whole heart have I sought thee, then we must understand that's impossible outside of this book. That if we're truly desiring to be closer to God, truly desiring to be seeking God with our whole heart, he wants us to seek direction from the book, to obey it, to have respect or fear for it, to be studying it, to be hiding it in our hearts, memorizing it, to be declaring it to others, to be rejoicing in it, meditating, and delighting. And that's just the first 16 verses. Take the time to read all 176 sometime, and you'll see the power of this book to make us more like Jesus. That's what it's all about. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Let's pray.